With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. A new study finds California drivers could save up to 20 cents per gallon if the state allowed gas stations to sell E15 fuel. California is the only state that doesn't allow fuel made of 15% ethanol and 85% gasoline. The potential savings for California drivers could reach $2.7 billion annually. Consumers have the potential to gain significantly from the introduction and purchase of E15, the study says. In particular, the estimates suggest an approximately 20 cents per gallon discount for E15 compared with E10 for adjusting for energy content. The study authors also highlighted the benefit of E15's lower carbon emissions. In California, price savings for lower GHG intensity fuels are larger, likely due to California-specific policies incentivizing low-carbon fuels. The study, sponsored by the Renewable Fuels Association, says state regulators are considering the approval of E15 after testing showed it offers important emissions benefits. The Environmental Protection Agency is required by statute to finalize the 2026 renewable fuel standard volumes by October 31st of this year. However, reports say those volumes for 2026 and beyond could be delayed until 2025. If a unified agenda released by the White House comes to pass, it could mean December 2025 will be the finalization date. Reports say the EPA plans to release its RFS proposal by March of 2025, with a rule being finalized by the end of next year. The unified agenda sets deadlines for all regulatory actions, but isn't necessarily final. Under the latest rule set that was finalized in June, the EPA set the RFS volumes only through 2025. The rule was said by those in the industry to have brought some market certainty for the biofuels industry. The unified agenda could mean that the next RFS volumes will be set by a new administration. Grain prices have fallen to their lowest levels overall since COVID-19. A Bloomberg report extended this year's losses to 17%, with grains trading at the lowest point since 2020. It's a sharp reversal from the post-COVID rally that sent grain prices more than doubling through 2022. University of Illinois ag economist Scott Irwin says the falling grain prices could mean significant financial losses for producing corn and soybeans this year. Regardless of the fine details of crop insurance and government payments, alarm bells should be going off about the scale of potential corn and soybean losses for the 2024 crop year in the Corn Belt, Irwin says. Right now, the losses look punishing due to the combination of rising expenses in recent years and the significant drop in corn and soybean prices. He also says corn losses could surpass $200 per acre and soybean losses could easily reach $98 per acre. U.S. sales of ag tractors and combines in June fell below the reported sales from the same month in 2023. New data from the Association of Equipment Manufacturers says June sales of two-wheel drive tractors dropped 16% compared to 2023, while four-wheel drive tractors fell 1.3% in that same time frame. Combine sales declined as well, finishing the month 31% below June of 2023. June sales of ag tractors and combines follow a May that also showed a sales slowdown, says AEM Senior Vice President Kurt Blades. The softness in the market follows a robust 5 years of sales. He also says the challenges facing the subcompact tractor market illustrate why the passage of a strong farm bill is needed to lift rural America and U.S. farmers. In Canada, sales of four-wheel drive tractors were a bright spot, rising 10% in June compared to 2023. Combine sales rose by 13%. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.